For a third straight year, state employees are being warned about a looming government shutdown and the potential for mass layoffs. Lawmakers in Juneau appear to be at an impasse on the budget. They're halfway through a 30-day special session Governor Bill Walker called after the legislature blew past its 120-day session limit. From Alaska's Energy Desk, Rasha McChesney has more from Juneau.
Alaska's lawmakers are cutting it close to their deadline to negotiate a budget for the state. If they don't have one figured out before July 1st, thousands of state employees will be laid off and state business will grind to a halt. Governor Bill Walker's administration sent out 18,000 notices on Thursday, warning state employees that they could be laid off if lawmakers don't come to a compromise. Kate Sheehan, who heads the state's Division of Personnel and Labor Relations, says there are critical positions that the state can't function without, so some people are still going to have to go to work.
But the decision as to who will actually report to work if there is a shutdown has not yet been made.
It's the third straight year that state employees have been faced with the prospect of temporarily losing their jobs. In 2015, the state sent out notices to some employees that they could be laid off. The legislature had a budget plan, but it wasn't fully funded. Then, in 2016, the state printed thousands of letters, but didn't send them after lawmakers reached a last-minute compromise.
So we're, like I said, it's a little bit unprecedented where we are now without having a budget at all.
And because there's never been a shutdown in Alaska, Sheehan says her department is getting a legal opinion on who can come back to work and who can't. Among the thousands of state employees who got notices today is the team of people who manage the state's permanent fund. And the fund has been at the center of the budget debate this year. Lawmakers have been trying to figure out how to fill the $2.5 billion hole in next year's budget that opened after oil prices crashed.
There doesn't seem to be any debate about whether or not the permanent fund should be used. It's more how much of the permanent fund should be used.
That's Angela Rodell. She's the CEO of the Permanent Fund Corporation. Rodell says the fund's investments could be automated.
In other words, you just put all the money and let the computer decide the asset allocation, and there's a standard passive index fund.
But that could have a real impact on how much money it brings in. Rodell says employees at the corporation have added an additional $4.1 billion to what the fund has brought in over the last 5 years.
So I am hopeful and I'm confident that the legislature will reach an agreement prior to July 1st. But I do worry. I do worry about what the potential cost of inaction or slow action yields.
Governor Bill Walker put out a statement on Thursday saying that mass layoffs could affect both the public and private sectors of the economy as people who process everything from fishing permits to driver's licenses and record home sales would be forced to stop working. Walker says lawmakers in the House and the Senate have asked for one more day to reach a solution. From Alaska's Energy Desk in Juneau, I'm Rasha McChesney.